Om Shanti. So we'll revise today's Avyakta Murli. There was once a bus, and the bus was carrying all ugly looking people. So there were about 50 of them, and suddenly, whilst the bus was going, there was head-on collision with a truck, and all of the people, the travelers, they died, and they all reached heaven. So there was an angel standing there, and the angel asked, one wish of each one of you would be granted. So the first ugly looking person came out, and he said, I want to become the most beautiful person. And with a snap of a finger, the angel does, and the person turns into a beautiful person. The other lady, she says, I want to become gorgeous. So again, angel, with a snap of a finger, that lady turns into a very beautiful lady. In the similar manner, everybody wishes to be beautiful, because all of them were extremely ugly looking. So the angel was sitting there and seeing that everybody is so happy, but there is a one ugly looking man who is sitting at the end. And he is just laughing hysterically, without saying anything. And when 49 had finished and everybody became beautiful, this last man was still laughing and he was not ready to come. So the angel went to that person and the angel said, don't you have any wish? So he said, yes, I have only one wish. And my wish is that all these 49 should become ugly again. You know, so this is what happening in the field of religion. There are hundreds and hundreds of religion in the world, and each religion is trying to dominate, override other religion. Whatever there were conflicts, fights down the ages in the religion is because of this one narrowed outlook, that they want to overpower others, or they want that others should go down and we should go up. No religion can tolerate other religion flourishing, other religion being adopted by many different people of the world. So this is what is happening in the field of religion. So we are going to discuss religion from today's Murli. In fact, the word religion has never come anywhere in Murli, but we are going to discuss this Murli in a very, very different perspective. We have tried to understand this Murli. We are reading, listening to the revision of this Murli by different methods from last 2 days. But today, we will discuss it in terms of religion. You know, as I said, so many conflicts and strifes in the world are because of religion. Because every religion thinks that we are the greatest, we are right, and the other religion is wrong. So there is an amount of fanaticism, bigotry everywhere, rampant in most of the religions. And what is the difference between a religion which is established by God Himself and all the religions which came till now in this world? I'm reminded of Swami Vivekananda's first speech in Chicago, which he delivered and which earned him a lot of applause and worldwide recognition. He had said very beautiful thing in the last paragraph. He had just 10-15 minutes for that first speech. It was 11 September 1893. And he said beautiful thing about religion. Sectarianism, bigotry, and its horrible descendant fanaticism have long possessed this beautiful earth. They have filled the earth with violence, drenched it often and often with human blood, destroyed civilization and sent whole nations to despair. Had it not been for those horrible demons, human society would be far more advanced than it is now. But their time has come, and I fervently hope that the bell that tolled this morning in honor of this convention may be the death knell of all fanaticism, of all persecutions with the sword or with the pen, and of all the uncharitable feeling between persons wending their way to the same goal. So this is what he declared in that world parliament. All the peacelessness that has happened in the world is because of this fanatic attitude, is because of this bigotry. So all the religion, if you study each and every religion has has got at least few aspects which we will discuss, and then we will come to today's Murli, though we have very less time. First thing, in all religions, there is a founder. Every religion will have one founder. Second thing, every religion will have one scripture. For example, Hinduism will have Vedas and Bhagavad Gitas and so on and so forth, Christianity, Islam. So every religion has got one founder, every religion has got one scripture. Third thing, every religion will have a history. Every religion will have a history. Fourth thing, every religion will have certain rituals. Rituals. Fifth, every religion will have worship, different modes of worships. They will have different ways of bhakti in which they are working. Sixth, they will have certain festivals. Seventh, every religion will have pilgrimage. Eighth, every religion will have certain beliefs. Ninth, every religion will have institutions like temples, mosque, gurudwara, and so on, church. So every religion will have certain institution. Tenth, pilgrimage, we go to the places. Tirtha Yatra. Institution means local places, constructed temples, churches. Church, like going to church may not be called pilgrimage, but you go to Jerusalem, that is pilgrimage. Going to the Buddhistic monastery may not be a pilgrimage, but when you go to Sarnath or when you go to Buddhistic places, that may be a pilgrimage. So pilgrimage is different, institutions are different. Every typology means types. Like in Hinduism, you will have so many types. In Christianity, you will have types. In Islam, you will have different types or divisions or classifications of the religion. So typology. And then 11th is demographics. Like this particular religion is dominant in South Africa, in India, and this is the population of that religion. So demographics. And so these are some of the things which you get in religion. Every religion will have all these things. A founder. Now, I'm not going to discuss different religions, but the religion which Baba has established. This is in sharp contrast to all the religions that existed till now. This religion's founder is not any human being. He is established by God himself. This religion which God establishes when he descends on this earth. The scripture, those religions will have different scriptures and they are written by human beings. This scripture is straight away God is uttering everything, and that what we call Murli, or that what the world says is Bhagavad Gita, whatever you call it, whether it is Bible, this is the real Bible, is by God. Third is the history. This, even to contemplate on the history of this yajna is a yoga, is a sort of meditation. So this yajna, this religion established by God on this confluence age, is itself has a beautiful history of renunciation, of tapasya, and many things. Then rituals, we have different rituals here, we will see in this Murli. Then different modes of worship. Actually in this religion there is no worship at all. Rather, this worship is replaced by meditation. In that religion there is bhakti, but here there is no bhakti. Pilgrimage, yes, we have pilgrimage, but our pilgrimage is not gross. It is subtle. It is the pilgrimage of remembrance. That belief system, we also have certain beliefs in this religion, we will see. And what is this? Institution, Madhuban. This is the greatest pilgrimage place. Institutions, whether you call it going, this pilgrimage is going to Paramdham, and institutions may be all the Madhuban complexes. Then, typology. Here also, Baba describes different types of religions. And today's Murli, we are going to see, in today's Murli, Baba has described about 12 different types of religion. And last is demographics. Demographics means this center has got this many BKs and this center has got, these are more Kumars and more Kumaris and all those things. There's one more point, I'm forgetting that. 12 total points are there. Okay. In any religion for that matter. So, these are certain things. Now coming straight to today's Murli. Baba has discussed about 12 different types of religion. What are those 12 different types of religion? Anybody? The word religion has not come anywhere in today's Murli. But yet I am asking, what are the different types of religion Baba has said? Should I go number wise or should I go random? We can go from anywhere. There are 12 different religions Baba has spoken about. First is the religion of creator. This is not the religion of creation. Here the religion is of creator. Here everybody has to become master creator. Master creator means you are not just those who are jnani and yogi. You are those jnanis and those yogis who are similar to father. Means you are situated in the seat of master creator. You can create pure thoughts. You can change the atmosphere. With the pure thought, you make the creation become your servant. You spread the vibrations and you change the entire atmosphere because you are master creator. So this religion is a religion of master creator. Everybody becomes a creator here. In those religions, such a thing is never there. Here, only thing is that when you come down from your position of master creator, that time your heart rate, your heartbeat of enthusiasm and zeal becomes low. That time your pressure of awareness becomes low. That time you start sweating. It is a mistake of just 1 minute, 1 second. But you have to suffer. When you come down from the seat of master creator, so always get situated in the swaman of I am master creator. I have to create, I have to change the atmosphere, I have to change the vibrations. This awareness. Because the moment you come down from your seat, what happens is Maya takes the seat. You actually are invoking Maya and then you lay the blame at Maya's door. But Maya says, no, I am not at all to be blamed. Because I was nicely sleeping in my room with a quilt. It was so good. It was slight drizzle outside. It is such a cold and I was nicely sleeping. You came and you knocked my door. And you invited me, you are handing over an invitation to me, and you are saying, now come. You invited me, and then you do my hospitality, so why I should not come? You give me tea and coffee and so many things, so that is why I come. So Maya is calling, you called me, so I am not to be blamed. See to that. So, we are master creator means, we are situated in this swaman, in the self-respect that I am a master creator, I have to create my thoughts. I create pure thoughts and those thoughts change the atmosphere. I cannot blame atmosphere. I can blame people. I cannot blame circumstances. I cannot blame drama. I cannot blame bestower. I cannot blame God. I don't blame anybody. I don't blame nature, Maya, Paristhiti, circumstances, none. Because I am the master creator. So Baba has established the religion. This religion is known as religion of creator. This is the first religion. Second religion is the religion of freedom. This is Baba talking. Baba is talking with Kumaris. Baba says, all the religion, they all have taught separation till now. There is not a single religion on this earth which has taught such internal freedom. So Baba said, this is a religion of liberation. This is a religion of creator. You all Kumaris, you have to remain like a free bird. You should not enter into a cage and become a caged bird. Good that father has come at the 11th hour. Otherwise, you were about to go into the trap of marriage and you were about to get married. Better that you did not start that journey of worldly life, of life of household. So this is a religion of freedom, freedom of mind, freedom of speech, freedom of emotions, freedom from all the bondages, freedom from all the cages, all the chains, all the shackles of Maya. And this is such a beautiful thing that Baba has taught us the religion of freedom, to get free from all the attachment, all the clingings to this evanescent world. So, Kumaris means those who are free. Kumars means those who are free. A Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari means one who is free. So, this is the religion of freedom. This is the second religion Baba has taught us. Third religion is a religion of intoxication. No religion ever has taught intoxication. Here you are divinely inebriated. Here you are spiritual alcoholics. It's a spiritual booziness. It is a spiritual tipsiness. You are celestial tipsy people of this earth. You are so divinely intoxicated. This is the godly binge. So, this is the religion of intoxication. You should be intoxicated that you are seated in the Father's heart throne, in front of this heart throne. What is those throne of this world? What is those bank balance and what are those jobs? nothing. This is the greatest position. This is the greatest of intoxication that you are, that Father has made you His own. You have got the crown. You have got the tilak. So this is the religion of divine intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Ruhani nasha. And this is such an intoxication that the more you are intoxicated, the more you move away from this world, the more happiness comes unto you. You don't have to seek any de-addiction center to get rid of this intoxication. Rather, we want to drink more of this divine wine. And that will make you more and more intoxicated. And the more you are intoxicated, you let go of the, forget the awareness of this world. So this is the religion of nasha, divine intoxication. The fourth religion is the religion of dying. Baba said, this is a sweet death. Maro he jogi maro. Ye maran hai meetha. This maran, this death, this dying is very sweet. You have died to this world. You have died to this pleasures of this world. You don't want the pleasures, the evanescent, the temporal pleasures of this world when you have got something which is eternal. So why? This is the religion of dying. But this death is such a sweet death, a divine death. You are taking rebirth. Unless and until you take another birth, you cannot come unto me. This is the resurrection of life. You are again taking new birth. You are dvij. So this is the religion of dying. But not of sorrow, of suffering, when somebody dies there. Here you die alive. So this is the religion of dying. Fourth. Fifth, this is the religion of singing and dancing. Baba is talking with other Kumars. Baba said to them that you have got rid of household bondages and you got rid of those bondages of bhakti. Otherwise you were just wandering from pillar to post in bhakti. Here you got rid of both of the bondages, and when you get liberated, what you start doing? A free person, he will sing, he will dance. So this is a religion not where you have a serious look. You are not sitting in some jungle and doing some tapasya. No, it's not like that. Here you are dancing masihas. Here you are dancing incarnations, you are singing avatars. So this is, you are not somebody who is wearing such a extremely serious outlook, who has lost interest in all the life. It's not like that. We are sannyasis, but our sannyas is a dancing, we are dancing sannyasis. We are singing sannyasis. Have you ever heard of dancing sannyasis? We are laughing Buddhas. So, Baba has established the religion of, fifth religion is the religion of singing and dancing. This is our religion, such a beautiful religion. This is a religion where everybody is singing and everybody is dancing. Every time there is a celebration going on. Divine songs and divine dance. So, this is fifth is the religion of dancing. Sixth is the religion of flying. Baba said, you got liberated. You got freedom, okay, then you start dancing and singing and then you start flying. All other religions with their rituals, with their ceremonials, they tie you down to this earth. But this is the religion of flying. You start flying. You keep on flying and flying and flying because you are so light. That's why you fly. No religion ever teaches flying. Have you ever heard any religious persons flying? No. They don't fly. They keep on walking and walking and walking and get tired and exhausted. But this is the religion of what? Flying. So this is a unique religion where you are taught spiritual aviation. Where you become a spiritual pilot. Fifth, Baba has recently said in one of the blessings, you have the switch of the sankalp. On the switch of the sankalp, then sit in the plane of your intellect, then put the Daban refined petrol. What is the Daban refined petrol? Two. First, in your corporeal form, you think yourself as a corporeal, incorporeal soul. And in the corporeal form, you have all the relationships with Father. So this is, and then you take flight, then you reach subtle world. In the subtle world, you start taking rays from the sun of knowledge, you start taking rays from the moonlight. Moonlight from the moon. And then what you do, start playing there. Khelkud. And then what you start doing in the subtle world? You start having picnic. And then you go on the tour for three world. Do you remember this, Vardhan? Recently there was a blessing like this. So this is the religion of flying. So you are spiritual astronauts. You are celestial voyagers. You are divine travelers of this world. You tour around the three world. Wherever you go, you just have to switch, put on the switch of sankalp, thought, and you reach that place. So you are spiritual flyers. Divine? Divine? UFO. Achha. UFO. Unidentified foreign objects. Flying objects. Unidentified flying objects. Earlier they used to call them Udan Tashkari. But now the name has changed. Earlier they were Udan Tashkaris. But now that they have changed, the flying saucers. But now they have, Baba has remembered flying saucers even. So you are divinely spiritual flying saucers. You are divine flying saucers. Okay? So Baba has established which religion? Religion of flying. You have stopped walking. You have stopped running. You have stopped climbing. You have stopped ascending. You have stopped staying at one place. But now you have got wings. You are spiritual birds. You are spiritual pigeons. You carry the spiritual messages around the globe. You know, in the olden time they used to have postmen. Which were the postmen? Pigeons. You must have seen in Harry Potter. Harry, who was sitting in his home, and he was not aware that he was a magician, and suddenly that Haggard, pigeon comes and drops one letter. But his uncle is so cruel, he doesn't allow Harry to read any of the letters. But every day a pigeon comes and drops. Pigeon or owl? Owl. In fact, an owl, not the pigeon. White owl. So, but a day comes when so many letters come. Everywhere there are owls and owls and owls. So you are in fact a spiritual owl also. So this is the religion of flying. So start flying. Then seventh, this is the religion of spiritual fragrance. Baba has established the religion of spiritual fragrance. No more the fetid smell, no more that foul odor of religiousness, of ceremonials, of rituals, of going to those pilgrimage, attending that Kumbh Mela, and doing all the paraphernalia of bhakti. Baba has put a full stop to all this, and Baba has established a new religion. He has unfurled this flag, hoisted a new flag, a new religion, and this is a religion of spiritual fragrance. And who are you? You are spiritual roses. You are spiritual roses. And what roses do? Roses are to be offered. And here you have offered yourself at the feet of this yajna. You have offered yourself, so that's why you cannot say that I will stay only at one place. Wherever you stay, you just have to follow Srimat and spread divine fragrance and spread celestial fragrance. So you are Ruhe Gulab, you are spiritual roses. So this is the religion of fragrance, divine fragrance. No matter how fetid odor is, no matter how foul the smell is in this world, but the moment wherever you go, you start emitting divine fragrance. So this is a religion of divine fragrance, spiritual fragrance. Seventh. Eighth religion is a religion of victory. Baba said, you are Pandavas. That is your ceremony. That is your memorial in the path of bhakti. You are divine. You are Pandavas. They got triumphant because God himself was with them. Father was with them, that's why they could achieve triumph everywhere. So in the similar manner, you are Pandavas. Not just Arjuna, but all of you are one Arjuna, but everybody of you is Arjuna. So this is a religion of victory. Defeat can never come near you. You are always victorious. Every 5,000 years, kalpa after kalpa, cycle after cycle, you are always victorious. So this is a religion of victory. Victory is your birthright. The stamp of victory is on your forehead. Victory is a garland around your neck. So, get situated in this religion of victory. This is the eighth religion. Ninth religion is the religion of celebration. Three things in that. Baba said, you come here, you eat. You come to Madhuban, you start eating, you start playing, and then you take rest. Rest means once, even if you come in Madhuban for 2 hours. Such a powerful statement. Even if anybody comes in Madhuban for 2 hours, that person get refreshed. Because this is a land of refreshment. This is a divine restaurant which Baba has opened on Confluence Age. Have you ever seen such a restaurant? Never. In those restaurants you may eat everything, but you have to pay and so many things you have to do. And it may not work, it's something you may not like there. But this is a godly restaurant. Here everything is there. At your beck and call. You order and it comes. In your room only. All system is there, AC is there, everything is there. So this is, Madhubani is what? A divine restaurant where there is a definitely every day is a day of celebration. Every day is Shivratri. Every day you are enjoying. Every day is unbirthday party, just as in Alice in Wonderland. It's not just one day. The Mad Hatter and March Hare are celebrating. So Alice is coming and asking, happy birthday to you. They say, it is not our birthday, it is our unbirthday. She says, explain yourself. Explain me, what is unbirthday? So Marge Hatter explains, in year there are 365 days and one day we have birthday. What about other days? That's why we celebrate unbirthday party every day. So Alice says, so it is my unbirthday too. So the Marge Hatter says, yes, a merry, very unbirthday party to you. To me? Yes, to you. And the song goes. So, every day is a day of birthday as well as unbirthday. One more thing. Every day in Brahmin life is a birthday because we recently discussed in Om Namah Shiva that every day is a Nitya Shivratri. It's a four types of Shivratri. So it is a Nitya Shivratri means every day God is coming and every day we are celebrating and every day is our birthday. God's birthday is our birthday. So for us, every day is a birthday party. Okay. So the eighth religion is a religion of celebration. Ninth religion. Tenth religion is a religion of renunciation and fortune. In Yadpyar, Baba said, you renounce and you get fortune. You renounce and you get fortune. Tyag and Bhagya. So this is a unique religion in the world where immediately you renounce and immediately you get fortune. You don't have to wait. You don't have to sit in tapasya. That God will come all of a sudden. And then he will say what you want. Nothing like that. Immediately you get everything here. So this is a religion of you renounce and you achieve fortune. So this is the 10th religion. 11th religion is a religion of love. Baba loves everyone. Love, prem and sikh or prem. He loves everybody. Everybody is ahead and the next. That's what Baba says. Even if the last children of Baba is loved. Child of Baba. Beloved child of Baba. So this is a religion of love. A unique religion in the world where there is a lot of hatred and strife going on in the world. In such a world, Baba has come and he established this religion of love. So from today's Murli, this is a religion of love. And the last religion which Baba established is the religion of contentment. Now there can be a big discussion on this. We have less time. Just 2-3 lines about you. It Baba said contentment is your speciality. Contentment is your blessing. Contentment is your service. Contentment is the speciality of special service server. So aim of Brahmin life is contentment. Speciality of Brahmin life is contentment. Blessing of Brahmin life is contentment. What you have to do, duty of Brahmin life is to remain content and make others content. If you are not having contentment, if you are disturbed in the seva and you are disturbing others, give up that seva. Such a bold statement. Give up that seva, but you should not give up contentment. Contentment means how the contentment will come when there is a fullness. How the contentment will come when there is attainments. How the contentment will come when you become powerful, you detach yourself from the atmosphere and keep yourself safe. That time contentment will come. What are the signs of discontentment or dissatisfaction or displeasure? Many things, maybe a lot of desires and lack of achievements and many things like that. So that's a topic of discussion. I think we will discuss this in today evening in detail. This is in short about the 12 different types of religion. So Baba has established this 12 types of religion. We will revise. First of all, the first religion is a religion of master, creator or creator. First religion. Second religion Baba established is a religion of freedom. In Kumaris, three religion. Religion of freedom, religion of intoxication, religion of dying. Other Kumar, there are 5 religions. First, religion of dancing and singing. Second, religion of flying. Flying. Then spiritual fragrance. Then religion of celebration and religion of victory. These are the 5 things in other Kumars. Then in Yadpyar, 2 religions. Religion of renunciation and fortune and religion of love. And last is the religion of contentment. So these are the 12 different types of religions established. So this is Kamlesh Bhai has worked a lot yesterday on this. I had just sent him this PDF of this. Another brother, he immediately made this with lot of hard work, and Kamlesh Bhai made it materialize this thing, and that's why you are seeing all these flags today. Okay, so these are the different unique religions established by God on this confluence age. Om Shanti.